nice to feel good and natural and full of life? Can you imagine feeling calm and centered no matter what the outside circumstances might be? Imagine having more energy in everything you do and feeling more connected in your life in a way that grows and grows. This program is designed to give you a practical tool that will add depth and purpose and value to every area of your experience. Meditation is as old as the hills and has been used for eons to center and align the self for a happier, more meaningful life. My aim in this program is to show you the practical application of meditation. It's like a hammer and a nail, something you can use every day for a known result that works when you use it. Part of what I want to share with you is just how easy and usable meditation is. It is as simple as breathing and one of the most powerful centering techniques that there is. You will discover that it's easier than you ever thought and fulfilling in every way, too. Scientific studies have shown what has long been known. Meditation works. It is a quick stress releaser. It speeds recovery and healing and lessens pain. It can even lower your blood pressure. You'll find that you have more energy, stamina, and quicker reflexes. It improves memory and increases our ability to concentrate. In general, we become more mentally and emotionally balanced. Anxiety and depression subside, while creativity blossoms. It also helps in all forms of addiction recovery. Meditation will teach you to reconnect with yourself and tap into the limitless potentials within you. You'll feel revitalized and renewed. Through this process, relationships enrich and enliven, work becomes inspired, and you'll begin to discover the potentials of your own positive growth. The list goes on and on. It's a whole new lease on life. Meditation is an ancient discipline designed to help you learn to be more present in your life. It is an art that is practiced. It is something that we keep growing into, discovering, unraveling, and expanding to learn the gorgeous difference between thinking and mindfulness. This program will give you the tools and show you how to feel better inside and out. You will learn about breathing and the interaction between the breath and your life force. We'll talk about acceptance, non-judgment, peace of mind, and the power of love. You will learn and experience what it feels like to be centered in yourself and in your life, to be a generator of things rather than a reactor to things. Imagine feeling grounded and certain and creative and free, and more so every day. These are just a few of the things that you will learn and experience using this program. So here's how you start. You can listen along now and learn more about the benefits, the purpose, and the how-tos of meditation. Or you can just skip forward now and use the meditations that are set up further along. Meditation has been practiced since the beginning of time. It is a state of consciousness. It is a growing thing that, when nurtured and cared for, grows strong and constant, like a big old oak tree. You can count on it. Every time you meditate, it is like you are building a mountain. It's like strata. Once a layer is set down, it becomes a permanent part of your landscape. It's cumulative. When you meditate again, you add another layer to your mountain. You just keep getting stronger and stronger. Even if there's a gap in your meditation practice of many years, the strata doesn't go away. It's right where you left it. You just pick up where you left off. Usually, it's grown on its own some, too. Meditation is a discipline of mind blended with spirit that teaches concentration and focus. It brings clarity to every area of your life. It broadens your perspective, opens the mind to new ideas, and helps you feel free. Sometimes we associate it with prayer, and of course it is this too. Meditation is an elegant mental discipline that increases our spiritual connection. It is depth. In the oldest recorded teachings, thousands of years ago, it is said that meditation is the settling of the mind into stillness. Very likely in your own life you have been in a meditational state and not even known it. Meditation is a quality of mindfulness, a heightening of awareness, an acute perception, and a more complete usage of all of your sensory awarenesses. If you've ever taken a walk, and as you strolled, you noticed a bird call and a little changing shift of wind, and the rhythm of your footfall balanced to your breath, you are in a meditation. If when you've gazed at the sunset and time seems to stop, this is a meditation. If you've ever been moved by the sound of a singer's voice and your heart thrills, or you feel the expansion in your body as the dancer leaps and seems to hover in midair, and for the moment, you remember who you are. In that moment, you are meditating. Whenever you are fully present and every part of you is awake, then the sparkle in a loved one's eye, or a touch, or a prayer becomes a meditation. By meditating, you are training your mind to listen, to refine your awareness, to notice everything without reacting to anything. It is being completely and totally awake, and you are consciously choosing to be awake. From this, life becomes more meaningful and filled with a sense of purpose. You feel powerfully connected and alive. Meditation keeps you emotionally current in your life. It's like a living journal. You always know where you are. Your heart opens. You learn acceptance, appreciation, and compassion without even trying. By staying connected with yourself and your inner knowing, your stress levels relax, and you'll generally relax, improving your overall health. It will impact every area of your life, from your work to your relationships. You will find your energy again. It's like getting plugged in, and with that, you'll begin to sense and discover your life's purposes. There are many, you know. You will see, feel, and know yourself in a way that will change and delight you effortlessly. Best of all, time begins to change, and you will begin to know that you have all the time you need and want to take your next step. You relax. And what's really so great about all of this is that it's easy. It's a simple practice of awareness in just a few minutes every day. It's a quick little tune-up to see how you are, to check in with yourself, to appreciate the moment, to live a little bigger, all because you stopped for a moment and breathed and let yourself be. What you are effectively doing is expanding your consciousness. You are building a new muscle that heightens your awareness and lets creativity flow. You are learning to be free and open and unlimited, for this is truly who you are. So it starts by practice. To build a muscle, you have to work at it. To build the capacity, the fluidity, so that when you ask for this ability, when you ask for the behavior, your body has easy access to it. This is done through practice. Sitting. The more often you do it, the easier it is to do it. After a while, you get used to feeling good and centered. It feels natural and reassuring and easy. At first, as you begin to meditate, you'll be surprised at how busy the mind is, how many thoughts you have. The thoughts just stream on and on. You'll wonder how in the world you could ever be still within all of that. Everyone always goes through this, often. The trick is to learn to let this be. Don't try to stop your thoughts. You will lose this battle. You may find you have uncontrollable desires to suddenly do the dishes, or call your long-lost Aunt Millie, or balance your checkbook in your head. These thoughts will feel very compelling, but you just keep allowing your thoughts to be free. You stand in the center of them, not grabbing on to any one of them. So the thoughts pass by your mind's eye like a parade, with dancing trombonists and baton-twirling cheerleaders and a 20-piece marching band that rumbles the stands, yet you just still stand there, neutrally, watching these thoughts go by, just absolutely in wonder of this most amazing parade you are making. You are the watcher of the parade, not the parade. And this loud, sparkly, zippy train of thought will keep transforming and transforming and transforming, and you continue to be the witness of the thoughts, easy and relaxed, open and non-judgmental, entertained and lighthearted, knowing that all is well and that you are meditating. And you are. Sometimes you'll feel the stillness. It is an experience that is difficult to express and very personal. Everyone feels this differently, and this quality will constantly change. Here is the heart of meditation. It is a supreme stillness, full and complete and whole. You will recognize it when it happens. It doesn't happen every time, but you will know it when it does. One of the ways you will recognize it is that it becomes a permanent part of your cellular conscious memory bank. It is like a life experience, or a relationship, or like a trip you took to Europe when you were 17, or a dream that changed your life. You'll know. It becomes a part of who you are, permanently. So it's all right that this happens only once in a while. It's designed that way. You need time to digest it anyway. The meditation then becomes a way to integrate what you have known. You need time to integrate the profound learning and perceiving and understanding that comes with these moments. And I say moments because they generally are. When these profound stillnesses occur, you are out of the loop of time as we know it. You return to your infinite self, and a moment can be a lifetime. We hear that meditation is the quieting of the mind. This is true, and yet it is not the silencing of the mind, or to not think, or to be thoughtless. It is to be full of mind, mindful, full of mind, without attachment, without judgment, to be free. If the wisest part of you could speak with you, what would it say? It is not concerned with the details of something, or even the outcome of a plan. It would say to you that you are good, that you are worthy, that you are loved beyond anything you can imagine. It would say, live big, do your dreams, risk loving again and again and again and again, and it would say in a thousand ways a moment that all truly is well. This knowing is deep within you and always available to you. It is right there. It is a conscious breath away. We are never separate from our knowing, our connection. It is an infinite continuum of everlasting love and appreciation, ever available, ever knowing, ever loving. All we have to do is open to it. It's right there. If ever we become disconnected, it is only that we have disconnected ourselves. That's all right. All you have to do is choose again. The moment that we choose again, we are connected, instantly, and always. And one of the easiest ways to connect is through meditation. So here's how. There are two meditations. One is called opening. This meditation is for daily maintenance. It is designed to facilitate new growth, idea generating, dream making, and in general, forward motion in all of its forms. Use this meditation to help expand and examine, to build or transform, to dream, and to imagine. It helps you answer the question, now what? With gusto. The second meditation is called deepening. It's a tune-up. Use this meditation when you want to regroup and recharge. This meditation will take you back home, to the innermost part of you. You'll feel grounded again, back in touch with yourself and your feelings. It heals and sustains the heart and reminds you of what is true. This meditation will guide you back to your knowing and encourage and support your gentle return to love. It can be used sitting or lying down. The two meditations can be used as often as you like. The more you listen to them, the more benefit you'll get from them. Once you get the hang of it, you can continue to use the recorded meditations, or you can meditate on your own. There are no rules. You just need to be open, relaxed, and alert. This doesn't mean you'll start out that way. In fact, you probably won't be most of the time when you begin. That's the purpose of meditation, to help us when we're feeling disconnected, or confused, or overwhelmed, to assist us to return to a state of grace. The first step is you must create a sacred space. Sacred space is wherever you are. Space is made sacred by our recognizing our goodness, our godness, in the place where we are, as we are. It is easier if you have a quiet place, a place that you already associate with peace. The bedroom sometimes can feel like this, or in the garden, or even a blank wall that just feels neutral. Really, any place will do. I have meditated in my car in the driveway, at the airport, while waiting for my dentist, and just about any place you can think of. In my home, I have a quiet place that I like. It just feels right to me. It's quiet, and there's a window that looks out to the yard, and my work desk is nowhere near it. Perfect. It just needs to feel right to you. And the way that you'll know it is by the way that it feels. It'll feel right. Then, turn the phones off, dedicate the time, tell yourself that you intend to focus your awareness for the next segment of time uninterruptedly. Next, you need to be comfortable. In the many years I have been teaching meditation, we generally sit on the floor in a cross-legged position. But there's no hard and fast rule about this. The key word is comfort. If your body is restless, it is difficult to quiet the mind, so any comfortable sitting position will do. You can sit on a chair, or against a wall with your back against it, or in a swing. It really doesn't matter. You just need to be comfortable. One of the quickest ways to relax is to become aware of your breath. It's good because it's always with you. You can do it wherever you are. Breathing is important, and how to breathe. Here's how it works. When you inhale, the belly expands. When you exhale, the belly descends and relaxes. Now you try it. Inhale, the belly expands. Exhale, the belly relaxes. That's all there is to it. When we're tense, the breath is tense, sometimes to the point where the rhythm reverses. Next time you feel nervous or worried, check in with your breath. Be sure that the abdominal area is expanding on the inhalation and relaxing on the exhalation. This really works. Also, be sure to breathe in and out through the nose. This slows the breath down, warms and purifies it on its way to the lungs, and heightens the relaxation process. During the meditations, I will remind you to breathe often. It is one of the most powerful accelerators to deepening meditation and relaxation. One of the things I love about meditation is that you need nothing outside of yourself to do it. Everything you need, you already have. This is a powerful truth in its own right. Finally, we all wonder, how long shall I meditate? There's lots of different ways to meditate. Different schools of thought say different things. But here's the bottom line. Spend the time you think you will. Make a little bargain with yourself. Consistency is more important than volume. Ask yourself, what will I really do? Then make a commitment to yourself. Maybe it's a commitment like, I will meditate for 1 week every day for 5 minutes. That's perfect. 5 minutes is great. The more consistently you do it, the more you'll get out of it. Or if you use the meditations on this program, they're a little longer. But try to stick to whatever you decide. Do it for 3 days in a row, or 3 weeks in a row, or 3 months. Try to do it for a period of time so that you can see for yourself the many valuable effects that come from a meditation practice, and you'll be happy you did. You see, it's simple. You just sit comfortably, become aware of your breath, watch your thoughts lightheartedly, open your mind and heart, and before you know it, you will discover that the path to self-realization is just a breath away. When you close your eyes, you'll discover the inner world is so rich. The moment you close your eyes, you've begun. You're ready. You're receptive. You're open.